This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patient, first name is Ralph, R-A-L-P-H. Last name is Skipton, S-K-I-P-T-O-N. Date of birth is September 2nd, 1952. Date of evaluation is 5/24/2023. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, anxiety, comma agitation, comma restlessness, history of present illness, 70 years old male who's new to our service. Patient's chart indicates history of CVA, pulmonary embolism, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, history of Hodgkin's lymphoma, PA staff reports that patient is very anxious, restless, depressed, comma makes passive thoughts of not wanting to live, and talks about wanting to go home, period, patient kept on stating that he's quote sick, unquote, and nauseous, period. He is on Zofran, PRN, period. I discussed his condition with medical staff. And I also spoke to patient daughter Emily, who stated that her dad has been depressed ever since he was diagnosed with stage 1 Hodgkin's, but his depression has gotten worse. Daughter is the only child, period. When I talk to patient about thoughts of not wanting to live, he denies that he wants to take his life. He stated, quote, "I love my daughter, I love my sister," unquote. He kept on stating, quote, "I'm a good person, I'm a good man," unquote. He gets easily tearful and agitated, and it's difficult to be comforted. No evidence of any auditory visual hallucinations, no past history of suicide attempts, period, no history of psychiatric hospitalizations, period. He's on Zoloft, 50 milligram once a day, and Trazodone, 50 milligram HS. Daughter thinks that these medications were started recently. Daughter acknowledged that it's difficult for her to care for her dad. Reports that she works two jobs to support herself. Next paragraph, review of systems. General complaint of nausea, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal complaint of nausea, genital urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no prior number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, unknown. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Under education, current occupation, retired mechanic, relationship, current relationship, divorce, number of children, one daughter, legal issues, prior difficulty with legal system, no. Next paragraph, record lab, diagnostic test, reflector, form and chart, nursing. I also spoke to patient daughter Emily on phone. Next paragraph under history, review of history and habits, comments, see medical, surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph. Blood pressure 136 over 86, respiration 18, pulse 76. Next paragraph. General overweight male, demeanor uncooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech. Mild aphasia, mood dysphoric, affect somewhat labile, thought processes intact, thought content complained of, quote, feeling sick, unquote, and expressed helplessness over nobody helping him. Perceptual disturbances, none. Level of consciousness, alert. Oriented to person, place, memory, recent, unable to test due to patients, anxiety, comma, yelling, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, poor, next paragraph, medications and the current medications, Zoloft 50 milligram once a day, and Trazodone 50 milligram HS. Assessment and plans. Mood disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive features, F06.31. Plans increase Zoloft to 100 milligram once a day to alleviate depression. Number two, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Plans start Buspar 10 milligram BID. Number three, cerebral infarction unspecified, 163.9. Next paragraph, our disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior, any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Next paragraph, may benefit from referral to seniors wellness group psychologist under orders and procedures 99304 under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis. Check common side effects of SSRI, Buspar, risk benefit statement and decision. Based on findings of my assessment, the previously stated cost benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the primary risk noted above. This is the end of dictation.